Star Trek Into Darkness. Oh no.
Oh no. Or are we going to have another Death Note?
Another, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Shit.
Hey, that was good for me. That had some great, great news. But yeah, you know.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast! Welcome to another episode. I'm one of your hosts, Sam the Bomb. And with me I have Nick
the Quick
and Danny.
Hey
the
guys.
Fanny.
Danny the Fanny. Oh god, is that
we were trying
go
to come up with
now?
Nicknames before the podcast, and it's still a work in progress, so tune in next week.
Tune in next week when we have better nicknames. But you know what? That's okay. We'll figure it out and we'll get back to you. Hey, today on the episode, we're going to do winter mid-impressions. It's about halfway. Actually, it is about halfway, right? It's about halfway.
It's more than that for some shows. Episode
That's
7.
True.
Sora Yori is episode 8 already.
Violet Evergarden came out with 7 today.
Yeah.
Or as we're recording today, the 21st of February. But later in the episode, we're going to talk about winter middle impressions. What did we drop? What are we still watching? What did we not talk about last time in our first impressions? And we will get to that after I tell you that Nick is going to tell you what Danny told you about Nick telling you the news.
The fake news.
The fake news. None of this is real. We just make shit up and tell you that it's by Anime News Network when really it's not.
It's all from Reddit. It's all from Reddit.
No, yeah. Anime News Network has stuff too, and Twitter, which is posted onto Reddit, but that's fine.
All right, carried away, Nick.
The Anime News Network source article, which probably got it from somewhere else. Anyway, so Kazuma Miki, the light novel editor and anime producer for Sword Art Online, stated that SAO and GGO Anime. So Sword Art Online, Alicization Anime, is going to cover the entire Alicization arc. I can't pronounce that. I butchered it.
Isn't it Alicization?
Alicization?
Or is that Alakazam? Wrong? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong.
I feel like it's the name Alicia. We're not source material readers here, so bear with us.
Excuse us. Excuse us for mispronouncing shit.
Yes, Smokey.
Again, it's
going to
have Kirito, Asuna. Alice. Yeah, so it's got to be Alicization because there's a character, Alice. And there's a character named Yu-Gi-Oh, but it's not spelled like Yu-Gi-Oh. It's like Eugene.
Then it's not Yu-Gi-Oh.
I know, but I'm going to call it Yu-Gi-Oh because it looks like
it's
that.
It's not Yu-Gi-Oh.
So, yeah, they're doing that whole arc. And then there's also going to be like a live action series on Netflix, apparently.
I don't know about
crazy.
All that.
Oh, Rumored? No. Oh.
Is that going to be a Japanese-based show or an American
Okay, so the franchise.
Skydance Television?
Aniplex of America releases the anime in North America. Skydance Television is planning a live-action series on Netflix based on the novels.
That sounds like a Japanese thing.
So that may or may not be in your region of Netflix.
Oh, no, it's an American film and television production company.
They did
Terminator Genesis, Jack Reacher, Star Trek Into Darkness. Oh no.
Are we going to have another Death Note?
Another, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Shit.
Hey, that was good for memes. That had some great, great memes. So more Sword Art Online. We're all huge fans, aren't we, Sam, of Sword Art Online?
It means killer in Japanese. Hey, okay, you know what?
I'm like actually kind of excited.
I'm actually excited for it because, listen.
I just want to see Asuna, dude.
As bad as Sword Art is, for whatever reason, you know, it's made for young people, okay? It's a young adult thing. It's like, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's the Twilight of Japan. It's more like the Maze Runner or Hunger Games of Japan, you know? It's like, it's bad. It's kind of stupid, but like, it's you like youth, it for some reason.
Or young adult fiction, YA.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I just enjoy it because, like, it's one of the first animes I watched when I was getting back into anime. And I didn't know any better when I was watching it. I just thought it was cool when it was happening.
Yeah. So yeah, there's more sword art is coming, and they're gonna do that full arc. They're not gonna do the thing where they skip a bunch of parts. Like in the first arc of SAO, they skipped a lot of stuff apparently, or they just kind of.
But that's how it was written.
Oh, that was how it was. But then he did like a rewrite, right? Sword art.
He's doing these other series of novels where
it shows alternative
you.
Or
progressive. It shows you
progressive.
Progressive.
Yeah,
it talks about like the in between shit.
So either way, they're doing like a full thing. It's not going to be like sporadic, which is cool. And then, so yeah, next piece of news. What do we got here? Kara no Kyokai is up on Crunchyroll. I think we announced this a little while ago, or they announced it, and then we mentioned it. So yeah, Kara no Kyokai is a series of, I believe, 7 movies taking place in the Nasuverse, like the Fate universe, animated by... oh God, who did Fate? Ufotable. Yeah. And so Kara no Kyokai, a really fun, great set of movies. You can watch them in like different orders. I did that. Like I participated in one of the rewatches, and I think we just went in like chronological order. I don't know if that's the correct way to do it, but
I thought it was just like a regular show that was like 10 episodes.
No, it's 7 movies.
Okay, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
Kara no Kyokai. You're thinking of Kyokai no Kanada or something like that. But anyway, Kara no Kyokai, Garden of Sinners on Crunchyroll. One minor nitpick that people have noticed is that they couldn't get the rights for like the Singing in the Rain song at one point, or a couple of different points. Characters hum that and sing it, so they had to change that. Similar to like what happened with Girls in Unpanzer, where they had to change that song too. And it's all a bunch of bullshit. Everything should be free. We should all be communist libertarians, my ideal. I'm just kidding, but there's going to be a minor differences on the Crunchyroll run compared to the original run, but it's still on Crunchyroll. You can watch it. It's awesome, great set of movies. Eventually I might make these other guys watch it, but yeah, you know, it's pretty simple there. And then another quick one, Danmachi movie and season 2 have been announced. Boob Strings are back. They're coming back.
I still gotta finish that. I've never watched I started it and I never finished it.
And apparently Hestia.dance is still up and running. With the
wait, what's that?
Is
that like a website you go to and it's like,
yeah, it's like a YTMND thing with it just like plays the same animation and song. I posted
I'll
in the chat.
I'll visit that later.
And a little bit of a side note, my voice sounds like this because I yelled at my car the other day. It was freezing rain, and long story short, I got real mad. And
is when something, especially technology, doesn't work properly, he gets super pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He just rages.
I mean, think of, like, if you've seen Berserk, you know, the very end of Berserk where stuff happens, that's basically what it feels like for me. So, yeah.
When stuff happens, that's what it's like.
I'm not going to spoil anything, so, yeah. If you've seen Berserk, you'll know how it is.
Oh, man.
Or even Devilman Crybaby, actually. There's a point at the end of that, too. Danmachi, I'm kind of hyped. That was like a fun Guilty Pleasure show. People dressed up as Hestia all the time. And yeah, cool.
Yeah, and then they started selling, like, in Japan, like, at fashion, at, like, clothing stores. They started selling boob ribbons.
Oh, yeah. You get them in, like, vending machines.
Yeah, in vending machines you get them, and they kind of just pass it off as anime merch, which is hilarious. You can go to probably an anime convention now, and you'd find them right next to the Naruto headbands or whatever. It's like boob ribbon.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a set of titty ribbons? That would be great.
Okay. Dude, yeah, so Danmachi, pretty sweet.
Don Pacho.
I'm not going to really get into it, but there's a really cool article, the Answer Man, ANN. I just like talking about these Answer Man, ANN articles. This one discusses... our streaming revenues improving the lives of animators. We'll link it in the show notes. Because recently Crunchyroll announced that they've paid over $100 million in royalties and license fees to anime producers over their runtime. And Crunchyroll's been around since. I mean, I think it's like roughly $10 million a year that they've paid out or whatever. They're not going to give the exact figures because that's like competitive disadvantage, but that's like a ballpark of what they've paid so far in total. And then this article goes into depth about it. It's pretty cool. We'll list it in the show notes.
Right.
It says that new anime productions are roughly around $320,000 per episode, which is interesting. And I think it used to be like $150 to $200. Now it's $320. So yeah, inflation.
Anytime it comes up, you know, it's just like you want. Obviously, we want anime to be a thing forever. You know, it's like we want people to get paid properly. It's not just a Japanese animated issue. It's a worldwide issue. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember when that happened here in America where all the writers went on strike and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Didn't that, like, fuck over all the TV shows? Like, didn't Lost just turn into, like, a piece of shit?
Well, Lost, a couple episodes of Lost, like, went down the dark path because the writers...
No, like, after season two, it was just bad, wasn't it?
I never watched it.
All that great. Like, close to the end of the show, it just, like, started to not make sense.
They had so many things, really. Like, threads left hanging, all that. Anyway, yeah. Save it for the Lost podcast.
But, like, well, you're the one who brought it up. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It's a shitty thing. And I remember when Adult Swim was like, we're just going to keep showing the same Family Guy episode all weekend over and over again.
Yeah.
Because we don't care. Because fuck you, you know. But anyway, that stuff's important. It's good to read up on it once in a while and kind of
figure out. Yeah, and it's pretty cool. They're basically speculating. They have a higher profit margin now than they used to. And they're speculating that competition will hopefully drive up wages. So we'll link it in the show notes. And that's about it. There's like a, yeah, I'm going to skip the last piece of news. It's not that interesting. Oh shit. All right. Never mind. We'll skip that one. That's cool. We're good. We got to get into it. Waifu of the week.
All right. Waifu of the week. Oh shit. I didn't write mine in.
No, I got mine. It's fine. Hitomi from Killing Bites. Killing Bites. The one with the sharper fangs wins.
Yep, I get behind that.
Dude.
Hitomi Ozaki, yeah.
She's thick and muscular, and she's like basically a honey badger.
She is a badger.
It's fucking sick.
This is one of the ones I picked up from last time.
I love how like when people look at her, she's like, "Ora, don't look at me, I'll kill you."
Yeah, dude, she's a straight up honey badger.
And then at the same time, she just doesn't give, I mean, she's literally honey badger, doesn't give a fuck, but she can dress up in cosplay. Like, she can, if you pat her on the head or whatever, she'll, you know, she can adapt to any situation. So yeah, it's pretty funny.
But yeah, freaking Killing Bites, kind of a weird show.
I didn't get to watch it.
I'm actually having fun with it.
But you know what?
Do we want to start on that, or we'll get there eventually?
Yeah, let's start at the top and go down like we normally do. You know how we do the drill here at Anime Summit, and we just like to start at the top and work our way down. So I don't think anyone's watching any sequel stuff right now. I'm not watching Overlord.
Sequels.
Oh yeah, I forgot Danny's all cool and stuff.
The Seven Deadly Sins, we are not.
But you're waiting on Seven Deadly Sins.
I'm waiting on Seven Deadly Sins, but Yamushi Petrol, I'm watching.
Oh, okay, but you're not watching Overlord 2.
No. I am. There's some lizard fucking in that one. It's pretty fun.
Right away.
The first arc is a bunch
of
lizards.
Dude, some lizards are just...
Dude, the end of that arc is just fucking
boning.
Sick. Like, Ayn's...
boning lizards.
Ayn's Al Ghul, the fucking... Whatever his name is, the skeleton guy, the bone daddy, he walks up to them. He's just fucking up their. He sends like his little minion general to fight them, and like they barely try. The whole point of Overlord is like he's overpowered, and he just like shits on everybody. So he sends one of his minions to attack them, and then finally the lizards eventually get beaten down. So he makes his entrance by having like 1,000 like super powered undead skeletons line up. They pile up on top of each other like slaves, like, you know, their bodies are bent over, and they make themselves into a set of stairs, and he uses like a big block of ice and sits his throne on it, and he's like, I didn't want to dirty my feet in your mud.
What?
It's like the most ridiculous entrance ever. It's like 100-foot tall basically an iceberg. It's like a glacier that he summons onto the lizard's land.
That's and, crazy.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I still haven't finished the first one. Would you recommend?
I was hard on the first season
because I know you were tripping. You were like,
well, that was back when I was less enlightened. you just gotta take it for what it is. It's not like gonna be super deep story,
right?
It's just fun.
No, yeah,
it's action. It's a
that's
fantasy.
What I thought.
It's a guy trapped in a fantasy world, but it's purely in that world.
Okay, GG.
I might give it a try.
It's
I just
Studio Madhouse does a really good job animating too.
Madhouse in the middle of the street. I remember I just really loved in the first Overlord. He about to fight the dude and he's like putting all the buffs on him and he's going for like 30 minutes like on all these
dude, yeah.
Buffs.
That's what the show
so
is.
Bad. It's so badass. Like
at first I'm like
read
my plot, hashtag plot, huh? And then now I'm just like hashtag fuck plot.
If you're a gamer, then it's like it's just kind of fun to watch. But
yeah, it's a power trip.
Anyway, I don't really know if you want to talk about Violet Evergarden, except I think that the only thing
yeah,
I really have to say
what
about
the fuck?
It,
of course we do.
The only thing I have to really say about it is like at first it seemed a little like slow and boring, and now it's kind of like as you see her kind of peel back, you see like the layers of Violet are getting peeled back a little more and more and. I think that it's becoming a nicer pace than it was at the beginning, for sure.
Yeah, well, for what happened
show.
Is they... Apparently they adapted...
For show.
Or they did an anime original first few episodes. Because they're only doing... I think they're only doing the first volume because the second volume wasn't as good. So they didn't... They had to, like, pad out the time. And then now they're finally getting into...
Oh, that makes sense.
The light novel itself, or the... Yeah. So,
look, I don't know. I don't read light novels, okay? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just listen to podcasts. So.
Right. Yeah, I just hear what they're saying. But are you... So, maybe that's definitely probably the reason why...
Yeah, I think like the first three or four were anime original. Then they started going in. Dude, this recording is going to sound real bad. My voice is like fucked.
I just love her hands.
Her hands are pretty.
Her hands
so
are
cool.
Do you want to get a
I
robo
when...
job by those?
Jesus.
A robo hand.
She pulls
DJ,
off her
like,
glove
why is
with
it,
her teeth.
Why is it that Violet your mind right away goes to like, your every time we talk about shit, your mind right away just goes to like poop, dick, fart, sex, vag talk, like right away.
Do you think her knuckles would like pinch the skin?
Jesus Christ.
Just shut up, man. You think it pinched the skin? Okay, I don't. So we're not watching.
She's gonna pinch the foreskin.
Danny Foreskin. That was one of our names for Danny. We're like, that's a bad nickname.
That is a bad nickname.
Makes no sense.
So
Violet Evergarden. What do you guys? Do you guys like it? Love it? Hate it?
I'm. You know what? I think by the end of it, I'm gonna love it because they're. Like I said, I'm not going to repeat it. Like it's becoming a more nicer pace, and the layers are getting peeled back at a perfect pace. And I think that coupled with the beautiful animation and the very somber tone of the anime itself, I don't know, there's something about it that's really fucking charming. I don't know, I just fucking love it. It's great. And I want her dress. The dress is fucking badass. She looks like a badass in it. The blue one that they give her, you know?
That kind of looks like Saber a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Saber wishes, fucking hot.
Worst girl Saber, am
fucking
I right?
Slut. Oh, king of whatever London bullshit.
England?
Nobody cares. England, whatever.
Isn't she King Arthur?
Yeah,
she's
King Arthur.
That's
she's
all
King
I know
Arthur.
About fate.
She's
also,
Arturia.
I know that people die when they're killed. But.
She is Arturia Pendragon instead of Arthur Pendragon. Anyway, spoiler, you know.
What about you,
right
Danny?
There.
I mean, I like it. For what it is, but I think I'm just going to wait for it to go on Netflix. Because, like, Violet's personality kind of, like, gets me upset because, like, she's such a she's such a robot. And, you know, you can generally...
She's on the spectrum.
Like, you can generally see that, like, she's just so blunt when it comes to, like, you know, writing letters and stuff. And like, the last episode that I watched was when she went to the doll school. And
oh, you guys are like the training course.
Yeah, I'm kind of behind on Violet.
But you have it on hold, basically.
Yeah, it's gonna be on hold. So like, I'm definitely going to watch it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, fine. Then I'll stop talking about it and we'll move on.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Asshole.
Asshole. Okay, so anyways, yeah. So you're gonna put it on the shelf for now, and then it'll probably be easier for you to watch when it's all out. So then you can just be like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like this is a show that I really need to like not have so many things going on. So like, this is the type of show that I feel that will relax me, and since I have to watch so many shows for this podcast, like, it's just a little bit too overwhelming. So I kind of had to like pick and choose like what shows that I wanted to put on hold and what shows that I really wanted to watch. So, and
makes sense.
This is kind of like the show that I want to take my time on and actually enjoy it and not like have like a quick opinion on it, you know.
You don't want
hot takes. Yeah, it's like getting hard. It's getting hard to keep up with all the porno.
You can find
videos on Pornhub. It's funny.
That's like, nice.
Like cam rips.
Save it for the
like
porno
movies.
Podcast.
Wait, I didn't give my impression of Violet Evergarden.
Okay, go ahead.
It's pretty good. Next show.
Oh my god. This is the guy who was yelling at us like, you know, three hours later telling us that we needed to watch this shit.
Sam, I hope my voice comes through on the recording. I sound
It'll be fine. And I'll cut this part out just now too.
No, leave it in. It's fine.
Okay, I'll leave it in.
That's what she said.
Poor Nick is in the background. And she's like, don't leave it in. I don't want people to hear my pain. It's okay. So Seven Deadly Sins,
like,
Danny is going to wait to watch.
Real quick, Violet Evergarden for me, I think it like really flips the corner at episode 5. It starts getting a lot better. I'll just say that. I really liked episode 5 with the princess and the letters. I like that one. That was cool.
I mean,
that one
I
had
was
a really good transition to the ending song too. That was like my favorite. And then episode 7 was really good. I really liked that one too.
The first 3 episodes that I did watch, it was kind of meh for me. Like,
yeah,
those were
the anime original.
It was kind of slow, but then like once I watched the 4th episode, I was like, okay, this is a different pace. This is pretty good. So like, yeah. I am pretty excited for this show, regardless of whether I am going to put it on hold or not, you know. So.
For sure. I feel that. I'm gonna keep watching it just because. I don't know. Now I'm just super into it, and I think I agree with Nick. I think episode 5 was kind of that moment where I kind of started to see shit was happening. Shit was turning to a better pace.
Dude, and that princess was Kawhi as fuck. And Violet's not 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well,
she's like,
I mean,
24.
I mean, she was like built, right? So I mean,
my favorite comment on Reddit, one of the episode discussions was like, hold up. It's like, Violet's 14. Hold up. 500 points or whatever.
Wait,
hold up.
Violet is 14?
Yeah. What? It's fucking stupid.
Jesus Christ, freaking anime.
But no, she was built like that. And she's just 14 years old, right?
No, she lost her arms in the war.
Oh, that's weird.
That was episode 1, Sam. All right, moving on.
That was
on.
Episode 1.
Try to keep up.
Oh, it was.
So,
okay, listen.
Darling in the Franxx. Let's get
Darling
to
in
it.
The I mean, we kind of talked about this I feel like enough last time, but
dude, there's so much speculation on the show. It's fucking insane.
I think it's getting better.
If you go to any discussion board, it's like half of the boards are just about this show. Which I don't
I think
get,
it's getting better.
This show bothers me.
Dude, this is such a divisive show. Like, a lot of people think it's fucking a masterpiece, and then a lot of people are just like, it's it's a fucking 5 out of 10.
I don't think it's a masterpiece.
It's definitely not a masterpiece. No way. It is nowhere near a masterpiece. No way.
Do I enjoy Trigger's attempt at trying to make a more serious like mecha show?
Well, it's A1 yeah. Pictures and Trigger.
A1 and Trigger.
It's A1 and Trigger.
Yeah, so it's not like a fully Trigger show. It just has like a lot
of
their
collab. It's a collab show.
But I have a lot of notes on this.
It's definitely because me and some other people in the Discord were super hyped for it, and it kind of turned out to be this. I don't know. It's kind of got a weird presentation about it.
Yeah,
but I think it's getting a little better. I don't know.
It does the same thing as Violet Evergarden. Like the first 4 episodes are just not that good. Like there's some good moments, but then it kind of gets a little better at 5, and then 6 is like still not quite that great. I don't know. I'm a hater. Like, there's a. I'm gonna give a shout out. I think I already did in the previous one. But if you check out the other podcast, Warari Deshu, we can link
God
it.
God damn it, dude.
Dude, I'm pitching them. But here's the thing. They have episodes just talking about Darling in the Franxx episode by episode. So if you want to know more about this show, check out that podcast. Like they go in depth. They go like hour long episodes for each episode. And it's pretty cool. Like, there's also a really funny ANN cast episode that they just put out about this. They have such a great way of describing it. It's so fucking funny. Like, Zach, he just can't get over the fact that it's so, like, literal and blatant with all the metaphors. With, like, the spider and the web and everything. And he's like, wait a second, Jacob. I don't think you understand. You see, there's a spider, and it's caught in a web. Now, you may not have seen it, but it's just, like, smack in the middle of the screen. Like,
right.
The show, it just goes out of its way to, like, be really straightforward, like, really obvious about, oh, here's our, the robots are a metaphor for sex. Let's get in doggy style.
I hate that. That's the thing, that's the number one thing that bothers me about this show. And
The way the cockpit is set up.
Yes, I hate.
I think
that
they have the butt handles.
Okay, yeah. Listen. I'm not okay. I normally do not care about unnecessary sexual stuff in anime.
I don't.
But
either.
that is just fucking dumb.
I like, hate it's that. So it's so dumb. It's so stupid. They could have done anything else but that. I just don't understand why they went that route. That really just baffles me on why they did that.
Because
really
it's,
and when
understand.
They do that,
it's,
and when they
evocative.
Sync up,
it's intriguing.
When they sync up, and the girl, the front pilot's like, it's like, oh, shut up,
dude. Like, the show is like Myoiga. It's unintentionally funny, but like the problem is, like everyone else says this too, all the other podcasts, everyone else, maybe people not circle jerking on Reddit don't say it as much, but like Darling in the Franxx could be a comedy show, but it's not. It tries to play it straight. And that's, like, part of the problem. They have all these, like, there's also, like, Lost in Translation things where they make all these sexual innuendos where they're like, I can feel you deep inside me. And like, CO2 is like, do you want to ride me and all that? And, like, you get the feeling that there's a different translation in Japanese, but they, you know, they lost something. But then it turns into this funny thing in English. But they're like, so straight-faced about it. And Hiro, the main character, is, like, he's so fucking basic. He's, like, he's basically just Kirito. And but more edgy, you know. The only characters like worth a damn are 02 and Ichigo to some extent, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I don't know.
They finally got to like episode 5 or 6, I think. They finally started explaining the world. Like they did a bad job world building. You know, the first few episodes, you're like, what the fuck's even happening?
I agree. And
finally,
I'm not
they're like,
of...
oh, plantations have to kiss. They make energy. There's Klaxosaurs that are drawn to it. Okay.
I am not out of the realm right now of saying that it's failed hype for me. Like,
oh, well, yeah, it could get better, but it's not, you know, like I said before, it's already, the ship has sailed on it being a 9 or a 10. Like it will never be that good.
No. So, I mean, anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep watching. It's fun to speculate. Reddit has, like, a ton of threads on it, so, you know.
Okay.
I might even though I'm not really happy with, like, the sex undertones that the mechs portray,
It's like, not even, it's like in your face though.
Well, whenever they make a screenshot of the cockpit and everything, I'm just like, ugh, like my eye twitches every time I watch it. I'm just like, God damn, I just want to turn this off. Huh?
Have you seen Code Geass?
No.
They do a similar thing. But Code Geass is funny, so although people would argue with me on that. Anyway.
Most likely. But like, I don't know. I'm on the fence with this show. I might just keep on watching it just to see what happens and stuff. But
this is a good weekly show because there's speculation.
Yeah, but like this show for me is definitely leaning on I might drop it soon. So it has 24 episodes, so.
Yeah, I mean you don't have to watch everything, so you know.
Yeah. But I was kind of like disappointed.
I mean, this is like one of the more popular ones, so.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed with the hype that like on how like Sam was like hyping it before it aired and everything, and I wanted to watch something that Sam was hyped about, especially since it's like a sci-fi mech show, and that genre isn't really my forte, so I wanted to at least try it. So, but yeah. Anyway, not a fan. It's disappointing me.
So yeah, we should move on. Have either of you watched Citrus?
I've watched a couple episodes and I'm dropping it.
Sam? Earth Sam? To Sam.
Hello?
Oh shit, sorry. I muted myself to blow my nose. And I was talking. Sorry.
How about you blow kisses instead of your nose, Sam? All right, we're talking about Citrus.
My nose is stuffy because there's too many cats in here. Anyways, no, I'm not watching Citrus. Shit's stupid.
All right, I'm watching it. I kind of like it.
It's no, we don't need to talk about it. We talked about it last time.
Girls making out. Let me read my notes a little bit. All right, give me.
No,
give me
dude, we don't need to talk about like this shit. We already talked about it.
My notes say
the plot's terrible.
Something about heavy petting, and also there's a quote where May, the dark-haired girl, goes up and like gropes her sister from behind, and she's like, "This much is normal between sisters, right?"
It's dumb.
Yeah, this show is like borderline. You know, terrible. It's a little rapey, but
it's
consensual.
When
though, you know, when it's like anime version of it, they like it. So.
No, when non-anime people make fun of anime,
this is the
stereotype.
This is what they make fun of.
Yeah,
yeah.
But dude, May is best girl, so I like it. You know, it's trash.
No,
like
you're
it.
Screwing us. No, you're screwing us over. Like, stop watching it.
I'm the trash master.
Yaoi makes better plots than Yuri does.
Do they really?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
The only ones I've ever seen are like the really low budget crap ones. So I haven't watched the good ones.
I will give you at least two shows of Yaoi to watch.
Well, besides Rakugo.
Besides that, but I will definitely give you that list and. You will definitely come back to me and say this has definitely more of a plot than fucking Citrus and any other Yuri shit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Citrus. Not that much to say about it.
Like, are any of
Sucks.
You listeners surprised?
I like it. It's fun. I don't know. It's trash. Whatever. Are you guys watching Death March to the Rhapsody something?
Nope.
We all
nope.
dropped it?
No.
All right.
Yep.
Generic, trapped in a world, poopy poop. Okay. Yep.
I didn't even watch it.
Karakai Jozu no Takagi-san. Takagi the teaser.
This show is so freaking cute.
Dude,
it is super cute.
I love this show.
It's weird because there's not a lot to say about it.
Yeah, this is one of those ones I'm going to finish later probably.
There's not a lot to say about it, but at the same time, you know, Takagi-san, she's so freaking adorable when she's teasing.
Dude,
what's his name?
She mind fucks him. Like, it's crazy.
It's so funny. I love it. I think my favorite episode, like, my favorite, like, moment between the two of them is when, at, like, the swimming pool, and, like, she's all like,
oh he's trying
guess
to guess
why am I, yeah, like, guess why I'm not, like, going swimming and stuff, and he's all, like, having, like, this science, like, analogy in his head, like,
yeah.
Is it her period, or is it not, like, maybe it's this, but if I do say that, she's gonna say that I'm rude and everything. Oh, man.
Hey,
it's so cute. I actually watched, I also watched, like, the first episode in dubbed, and it's actually pretty good. Like, I like it.
I'll have to check that out. The sub is really good, though.
Watching the dub.
Takagi's voice actress, Rei Takahashi. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Rei Takahashi. That sounds familiar. I feel like she's done everything.
She has done everything.
Oh, she's done a lot of stuff.
The subs. Okay. The sub is actually pretty good.
Anyway, Shirobako. A little bit of ReZero. Oh, she did Amelia from ReZero. That's what it reminds me of. Okay. And, oh, she did Megumin from Konosuba. Okay, there we go.
Baller. That's awesome.
Dude.
Amelia and Megumin. That's legit.
Fucking sick. Yeah, dude. Takagi-san, if you like the teasing, if you like the concept, it's really good. It's not a deep story.
No,
it's just a romance.
Yeah, it's a cute young couple doing cute things, and the girl's doing cute things to fuck with him, and mm-hmm. it's funny. You know what I mean? Like,
she kind of reminds me of Haruhi Suzumiya a little bit. Not, like, to the extreme on, like, how Haruhi is, but, like, how she's, like, so attached to, I keep forgetting his name.
The red-haired girl?
Nishikata.
Oh,
Whenever she teases him and stuff.
I thought you were talking
like,
about Haruhi.
Oh, no. But, like, how she teases him and everything like that. Like, that sort of relationship, it kind of reminds me of Suzumiya and Kyon a little bit. So, and, like, also the way that Haruhi teases big booby red-haired chick.
Yeah, because you
big
get...
Big booby red-haired chick.
You get the boy's thought process, but you don't get hers.
Yeah, and so, I'm actually intrigued.
But that's what makes it good. If you had her thoughts, would the show be as good? I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe at least like one episode within the series.
That's
good. They might do an episode on like her thought process and not his. But again, we don't know like how that's going to turn out because it's already on like its seventh episode.
Her thought process conveniently is our next show. Popotipipku.
No.
Her brain is just like Pop Team Epic on crack. Like,
we don't need to talk about.
She just punches him in the stomach. Are you mad yet? Are you mad yet? Dude, Pop Team Epic, like I said last time, is just pure fucking memes injected into your eyeballs. It's great.
I have to say, it keeps getting better. Nick, I have to say, Nick, the night that we finished our first impressions part one, I did watch the first episode of Pop Team Epic, and like this show, like I would have to be really high in order to watch this. I can't watch that sober. No way.
It's so fucking funny. Like. They have
and I watched the dub too. Like
yeah, the dub and sub like, are good.
I can't. I wouldn't.
I just
I don't
like
think,
the. I like sorry. The variety show aspect of it.
Yeah, it's like sketch comedy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's no plot. It's just fucking pure comedy, like for Koma Manga.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's kind of like XL Saga, except like not. It's like poorly.
Well,
like
it's
simply,
like
it's like simply drawn, really.
Yeah. Well, like, no, it has. It's weird because they do bad animation styles with good animators.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just looks like butt, but like it moves well, and like the concept is really cool. Like fucking,
mm-hmm.
There's one part where, I told you guys earlier they were there's a scene where they're making fun of the fact that anime runs out of budget, and it looks like. They just have like pre-production version. It's like a storyboard, and that's like the whole scene. And then like they're jumping around, and like some guy on Reddit made fun of it. It's fucking funny. Like my favorite part is whenever I catch the references. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's like meta humor.
Yeah, it's a lot of meta.
Yeah,
it's like it's kind of like trigger references, except not your. It's like all of anime. It kind of like Gintama a little bit, where they. You know, if you've the more anime you know about and the more culture you're immersed in, the funnier it is. So, and it's not even just anime; it's everything too. They had like a cool Runnings sketch where they were like bobsledding down a hill, and then it turned into like some Initial D shit. And then it turned into like I don't know if it was Macross or whatever, but they like transformed and like they got busted for performance enhancing drugs, which is just her being a robot. She was a robot. So it's like, They had a School Days reference in like the fourth episode or something. It was fucking awesome. The nice boat thing. And so, just like finding all the Easter eggs is my favorite part. I want to find. I think the guy who does the threads on our anime, I think it's like Whoopi or Woogie or something. He's got a bunch of, or he or she has a bunch of links to some of the stuff, so we can link a couple of threads in the show notes, or maybe not, but all right. Just check out.
So we all know what Nick's anime of the year is.
Dude, not close.
After the Rain, dude. I'm still watching this. It's getting better, better.
This show just gets better and better.
I don't know. I just want to know what happens.
I love this show. This is, for me, this show is the anime of the season. Aside from, like, cartoons.
This might be my anime of the season.
Are you guys triggered by the age difference? What's your take on that?
You know what? Danny, go first. I gotta try and, like, summarize my words here. I don't know.
It's so bad that, like, there's such a huge age difference. And, like, you know, he, in like one of the episodes where like she was all like, go out on a date with me, like I love, like, you know, where, and like she confessed her love to him and everything, and he was all like, we can't do this, like I'm like 45 years old, this is no, like this cannot happen, and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of like the aspect that like the animators and the script writers put that in, like saying like this is like bad, you know, and number one, it's illegal to do. So
yeah, for 1 year till she turns 18.
Shut up. Why do you have to do that? Why do you gotta do this?
It was just the laugh part at the end, right? Was that the creepy part?
It's the whole thing.
No, yeah, it's the whole thing. Like,
but
that right there, that's like really weird. Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, real talk. I couldn't even date an 18-year-old. That's too young.
But anyway. That is too young.
Unless she was like really hot, then it's like, okay.
No.
All
no.
Right. Unless she was really hot.
All right. Then I'll
So, anyway. So here's.
Well, the premise is like,
were you finished?
Akira Tachibana is trying to date her manager.
Well, I was just going to say, that. You know, this show also doesn't really focus on the two of them. I can't remember the name of
it's Kondo.
The guy. Oh yeah, Kondo.
Masami,
like,
Kondo.
Yeah, like Tachibana and Kondo. Like, I like that they don't focus on them the entire show. Like they go like an episode. It talks about Tachibana and her track best friend.
Oh, the girl who looks like Miki from Devilman.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, she's. I don't want to spoil. Never mind.
Don't spoil it.
She's about
okay,
to.
So, so here's my thing on it. Okay. Obviously, this is. If this was written as an American thing. I don't want to be too long here. I'm trying to keep it
short
and sweet, but. But if this were an American thing, it'd be super controversial, right?
Yes.
This is in Japan.
Well, not if you're in Alabama, though, right?
Oh my god!
Shut
okay,
up.
So,
Nick.
Sorry.
So for an example,
just
right?
Some current events.
For example, right? Pretty Little Liars, like that was an American TV show, and one of the characters, she was 16, 17? Yeah, 16, and she falls in love with the English teacher who gets that job right out of college. So he's like 20, he's like 22.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when she turns 18 and they start dating, it's kind of like, okay, whatever, right?
Well, because
but there
she's legal and she's allowed to vote and everything. She's technically an adult.
Yeah. And but you have to understand, like, and I don't know if you've seen PLL, Danny, but
I haven't. No.
There were scenes where they were kissing before that, and it kind of glorified, like, that controversy. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of, like, weird for me enough.
Forbidden love.
That being said, in Japanese culture, I don't know how they see it over there. I think they see it pretty similar to us.
I think it's a little bit similar, yeah.
But it's so that being said, it's not my job to tell other people how Japanese people feel about it.
Right, exactly.
But as American audiences, I can tell that it is a little uncomfortable. But piggybacking off of what Danny said, was like they don't focus so much on if a relationship's going to be happening between them or not.
You're right.
It's more about how they understand each other, and yeah. and the glorification of young love, which is kind of like we've all done that. We've all been there, whether we've pursued that relationship or not. We've all had young love, and it was hot blooded and maybe a bit controversial, or, you know what I mean? And it doesn't focus on, oh, it's a 45-year-old guy and a high school girl, and she's fallen in love with him, and
the he's dirty divorced old man and archetype, whatever. Dude, takes her to a love hotel, you know, and he's like super hairy.
Jesus fucking, oh my god!
And he hasn't bathed in like 3 days either. That's the trope right there.
Okay.
But yeah, so good show.
I do like Kondo. Like his.
Oh
his
yeah.
His character is so lovable. Like, yeah, how can you not like be in love with him and stuff? So, like.
Yeah.
But they then don't again, make him unlikable I'm 27, at all. Like so that's like a little bit different.
Right.
That's he's like still he's a big like difference, a... though. 45, 27.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is a big difference, but. Regardless,
but he's not like a sicko, you know what I mean?
Like yeah, he's not like
they don't have him like leering at her and stuff, which is
yeah,
good.
Like bend over, you know? Yeah, no,
like
no,
he just wants, in all honesty, like he just wants to be accepted by his employees. Like, you know, he wants to have a conversation, like in that one episode where he finally got to talk with his employees and stuff, and they were, like, chit-chatting and everything. Mm-hmm. And Tachibana was all like, where is everyone? And one of the cooks was all like, oh, they're all in the manager's office. And then all of a sudden you see Kondo, like, being all happy, like, as he's, like, talking to all his employees. And he's all like, oh, so this is what it feels like. Mm-hmm. So he's just a lovable character. He's a lovable guy. I love him.
Yeah, good show. Good animation.
Yeah, it's a good show, and I can't wait to see how it ends and what happens and
same.
Whatever.
Top three of the season for me.
Anyway,
the artwork is great too.
I like how Danny said we should have a time limit on stuff. And
yeah,
fuck it.
The artwork.
That's fine.
The artwork is good. Yeah.
Yes.
Kokoku. I'm a little behind on this one. It's kind of a generic thriller anime.
I feel like the manga would be better.
Supernatural.
I want to read the manga.
The OP
but I dropped it.
Fucking fire. If you haven't seen the Kokoku OP, we're going to fucking link that in the show notes. It's awesome.
Link it in the show notes.
But yeah, you know, it's kind of average. Beatless.
I didn't get to watch that. I didn't get the chance to. I did watch Beatless, and I dropped it.
I dropped
episode
it.
Episode one.
Yeah. Sam, you have it on hold?
No, Beatless, I dropped it.
Oh, okay.
I put stars next to the
hold
what I have on hold.
I like the voice actress for the girl. What's her name?
You know what? It would be really cool if the plot wasn't so generic.
Okay, so Beatless is a weird Chobits wannabe anime, and it's not cute at all.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's not. It's dumb. It's another generic battle suit. Girl with a huge weapon anime.
It's not that good. Good voice actress though. Nao Toyama, she is the character in it. That's what drew the PV. Yeah. I was like, ooh, look at that voice. So look at the voice because that makes sense.
Yeah. So don't even trip. Don't even trip.
Yeah.
So Fate Extra Last Encore by Shaft. It's based off the video game, and that video game came out like in 2013 or something like that.
Basically a decade ago. Am I right?
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's kind of dumb because I know what the plot of the game is, and it's not. The dude doesn't even want to be in the war, and that saber is a completely different saber, but she looks like the blue saber, so it's like.
We're not really a Fate pot. Like, the thing about Fate is, like, there's so much fucking shit. Like, there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to have a conversation about, especially if we haven't seen it. So, I mean, Sam has seen a bunch. I don't know how much Danny has seen, but I haven't seen any, so.
Right. Even then, still hard to have a conversation about this particular
too. You need to play 60 hours of visual novel, and then you got to watch them in this order and do some rocket science. You know, okay.
And do some rocket science.
That's fate for you.
All right.
Next show. Eurocamp. Eurocamp Triangle. The triangle stands for a tent.
No shit.
Or laid back camp.
I thought it was Delta.
My favorite. Shout out to the Our Anime podcast when he called it Macross Triangle. That was like actually pretty fucking funny. Like I laughed at that.
Macross Triangle.
Oh man, that was actually really funny. But yeah, Eurocamp.
I'm not watching this.
This one's good. It's super comfy. If you want a slice of life with fun characters, I would recommend.
Watch a new game.
Watch a new game.
Well, that's about girls at work. This is about girls at camp.
Camping.
And they're schoolgirls too, so. Yeah.
I like to call
that right there, dude. That's just like really weird.
I like to call the theme of this type of anime Keon theme.
Yeah, cute girl, yeah. Cute girls doing cute things, CG, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So,
cute girls doing camping.
I only watched the first episode, and the first episode was pretty cute. I actually kind of enjoyed it, so
yeah,
I might watch it, but like I'll probably be behind from the other stuff.
But this is another good one for weekly watching because it's so slow. You just watch one a week, and it's like there's not really much of a plot. The whole plot is like they're trying to get a bigger club room. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
I also like it's kind of like a survival guide on like how to camp and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it teaches you how to camp.
and like you know how to start a fire in the first episode. Like that's like 101 kind of thing. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. It has funny moments. It anthropomorphizes a chestnut at one point. Wow, mm-hmm. Good luck understanding what I just said based on my voice.
Anthropomorphizing.
I can't fucking say it. All right. Grand Crest Senki.
No, I don't want to watch this.
Here we go. Good one. Soroyori Motoi Basho, or something about the universe. Apparently the translation is fucking weird, but a place further than the universe.
Yeah, a place further than the universe.
Or snow hose.
Again, cute girls doing cute things.
But this is like a really good version of it.
This is like doing epic things.
This is
like
epic things, yeah. No, this one, I actually really like this one. So, Hinata is best girl.
This one I might put on hold because I don't feel like it's...
This one has a bit of a plot, yeah. I mean, I could understand that.
I think it's just not as... I feel like it'd be more exciting to me when I have downtime to watch it. And I can just watch it all at once.
I feel you.
This is a good binge watch, yeah. Because they're on their journey to Antarctica. And... Yeah, it's like a fun version of Made in Abyss because.
But the characters are great.
Shirase,
I love the characters.
Yeah, of course, the four girls you got: Hinata, Shirase, Mari.
I love Hinata.
Yuzuki, Yuzuki. It's like the same. It's like 1-to-1 archetypes to the Kaon girls. Basically, you could just compare them. It's funny.
This is one of those shows. I will say this. This is one of those shows where you have a main character or a group of main characters with a clear goal, and you want to watch them get to that goal, and you want to watch how they do it, and it makes it really important, and it makes you want to be like, God, I just wonder how they're gonna do this, you know, like I wonder how they're gonna how they're gonna get there, you know. It does a really good job of doing that to you, like, you know, watching them take the practice like courses and doing this and training for the expedition and shit it's all part of it, and you just love it. You end up loving it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think,
and the artwork is great. I like the artwork.
I don't
lot,
think it'll
actually.
Ever be as good as Kaon. That's a high bar,
for sure.
But it's one of the first cute girl shows I would recommend to people, like off the top of my head. So like it's in the tier below Kaon, I would say, as far as those things go. And at least so far, I think it's really good.
I can get behind that.
Kaon just had like that extra. It was really good. Anyway,
that extra oomph.
It's not safe for the Kaon podcast. Anyway. But yeah, this is like another. This might be my anime of the season. This one, After the Rain. Pop Team Epic.
Pop Team Epic.
Out of nowhere.
So I don't think Nick's watching it. I am gonna put it on hold. But Danny, are you watching Cardcaptor Sakura?
Yeah, I am.
Are you hype or what?
Oh my god, it's so good.
Because I started it, and I, for some reason, I thought it was gonna go like up to 40 some episodes.
Yeah, no, it's pretty short. It's only 22. So
I think I might just watch it.
Yeah, but you gotta watch like 80 episodes first, right?
I already watched all those. I've seen all of them.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I all right,
then.
I like this new arc. You know, I love that Sakura is now in middle school. Like, I just genuinely am so excited that the authors of Clamp decided to continue Sakura's story and not, like, do a reboot of the original.
Right.
So,
Well, this, because this manga even took a while for it to come out,
it
too,
did
right?
Take, like, yeah, it took a long time. I guarantee I don't know, like, how long it took them, but it definitely took them a while.
It was, like, almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. It pretty much, Clamp announced the new arc for the manga was when around the time that Sailor Moon Crystal came out. So that was like, what, like 2015?
Yeah.
So, but like the show itself is pretty easy to follow, obviously. Like, you know, Sakura's now in middle school and she has like her same old friends, you know, she still hates math and all that kind of stuff. She's like on like the cheerleading team and her brother still picks on her and stuff, calls her a monster.
I imagine it's going to give me the same kind of hype that Dragon Ball Super is giving me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cause it's just like, I'm finally watching a continuation of the characters I love.
Right.
That's not GT. Dragon Ball GT was just stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was terrible.
But,
you know, there's new cards, you know, that she, like, I am kind of a little sad that the Clo cards aren't in the show anymore, like in this arc, really. So, excuse me.
Because she wakes up and they're all changed, right? Or they're all blank.
Well, yeah, she wakes up. She had this weird dream with like this mysterious being that keeps on visiting her. And, you know, it's been a while since Sakura has used the Clo cards and her key. So, you know, the whole big mystery now is like, how come, you know, like, who is this mystery being? And like, why did this being give Sakura a new key? And why are the Clo cards blank and all this kind of stuff? So,
because Clo himself was the only person who had those cards, yeah. Right? Or so we thought.
Right.
Shit.
I forgot. I don't remember. Like that. The second like arc of Cardcaptor Sakura when the eyeglass kid, like the eyeglasses kid came along and stuff. Like that. Like part is a little bit fuzzy for me. But you know they're like somewhat new characters, in a sense. You get to meet like this new transfer student that comes to Sakura school and stuff. So it's pretty digilent and I'm enjoying it. I can't, like, I just want to watch it all day and all night.
Saturday's all right. Online's just fine.
So, nighttime, anytime.
Sorry.
But, yeah, no, these transparent cards, like they're completely new. There's new abilities, new elements. Well, like, somewhat new elements, but not really. Like, they're the same, but not really. They're, like, new characters.
Just kinda. Imagine me as a little kitten putting my hand on your hand, my paw, and saying, it's time to stop posting. Because I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you're going with this either.
Save it for the Cardcaptor podcast, Danny. No, okay, I'm just kidding. Like, I needed a break from my voice anyway. So, good job, fellas. I'm going to call you guys fellas.
Poor Nick.
Gals.
I feel so bad. So yeah, gals, anyways, though, I'm going to, okay, you know what, Danny? Ladies? I'm going to start the shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it.
Yeah, you should.
Because I was trying to wait until it was all out, but I think I'm just going to watch it with you because I want to.
Do it.
For sure.
I love Tomoyo is my favorite, and I just love, and I'm so, like, I just get so happy every time, you know, Tomoyo is just all like, oh, and now I get to record you again, and, like, catch your good deed moments. It's just so, I just, like, start grinning from ear to ear because of it. It's so good. And it's so cute. And the opening, oh my god, I love the opening. The OP is very, very catchy. And it's so good. Look that shit up. It's so good. And it's so pretty. And, like, I'm very happy that, like, the animation is, like, flawless and it's so clean compared to, like, the original. You know, they still have, like, the older style mixed in with like, a more modern, clean, pen and everything like that. I don't know, like the animation. So, and it's not like an eyesore really. So it's very pleasant to watch.
Madhouse Studio, Madhouse.
Yeah. Oh, does such a good job.
That was early Madhouse. Well, not actually. Madhouse is super old, so never mind.
But yeah, watch that shit. Get on that.
Cardcaptor Sakura 11 out of 10 best show ever made.
11 out of 10.
Next show, Hakata Tonkotsu Ramens.
Show's dumb.
I like it.
It's not dumb. It's okay.
I actually.
Best I can do.
Nick, are you watching this or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you're watching it? I like it. I didn't expect it to be like very, like mystery type of thing. You know, I wasn't really, like, expecting that turnaround. So, but with this show, I'm actually following the dub. Like, I couldn't really follow the sub too much.
Yeah, they're both good. I like the dub as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It has a really good OP and ED, too.
Yeah, it does.
At least
as
far as the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they solve the first arc about the guy's sister. Partway through, and then now they're on a new one.
Poor Nick. He can't speak.
I know. I think it's getting worse. But let's just keep going. It's okay. We can power through the rest of it.
It's an okay show. Average. 5 out of 10. There you go. I like it.
5 out of 10.
Degashikashi, I'm a little behind. I'll catch up.
I'm glad it's a short now.
Yeah. Like I said, the first
because
time.
I didn't finish the first season, but I watched a couple of these ones. And I mean, it's... I mean,
yeah, the girls are hot as fuck. And read the doujins. Read the doujins. For God's sakes, please do it. Next show, Killing Bites. I actually like this.
Lion Films.
It's a
based on a manga.
Yeah, it's basically like Keijo with Monster Musume with Pokemon with like a battle royale. That's
with
what the
Junie
show
Tyson.
Is. Yeah. Well, yeah, a little bit like that. Because, you know, battle royales are big now. You got PUBG, you got Fortnite, the best game ever made. And then you got, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Hunger Games and all that.
Fortnite and PUBG, the best game ever made.
But yeah, no, PUBG's trash. Fortnite.
Here we go.
Is da bomb, dude. It's the best game ever, dude.
But yeah, it's like these human-animal hybrids made by some fucking people.
Yeah, you got like
powerful
some
businesses.
You got some like business people. I don't even know why they make them. Who cares?
Like on some Tekken shit, like the Mishima Zaibatsu.
It's Battle Royale. It's rich people wanting a spectacle. That's it.
But all you really got to know is that, like, Honey Badger don't give a shit.
Dude, yeah. The main girl, Hitomi.
Hitomi Ozaki.
She's like
this
high school girl, and she's like really pushy, but at the same time, like, she's girly too, but then she's muscular. And yeah, I don't know. It's fucking. Her little catchphrase is like, "There's one of sharper fangs wins." It's funny. Like she says it like every episode. It's just like repeats it. I like that.
The freaking bunny.
Oh, dude. I love the bunny girl, too. Oh, my God.
She kind of looks like Super Sonic.
Dude, I need to watch that. I heard that as like one really good episode.
Yeah, the rest. Super Sonic is just all boobies, but that's okay. Yeah, she kind of looks like that.
Yeah, basically, it's just the basic premise is they're on an island. They have four teams of three animals fighting. They're people animals. And, it's called the Destroyal. It sounds fucking weird, but whatever. Yeah. And, like, the episode numbers are, like, first bite, second bite, third bite. It's, like, It's so like top down. Like they don't care about like the structure so much as long as they have the animals fucking fighting and stuff. And then, you know, it's just fun action. You know, it's not like you're not getting the best of any one thing, but it's very watchable. It's very easy to follow. Girls are hot. You know, there's boobs. There's bare boobs in the first episode, by the way.
Furry.
Bare boobs. But then the other episodes don't have boobs, so I don't. It's a little weird.
It's close to yiff porn.
Dude, I hope. It's like the Community scene. He's like, this better not awaken anything in me. Yeah. Oh, man. No.
Oh, man.
There's a really fucking funny part where, so like, they have the guy character. The, you know, MC Coon, whatever the fuck his name is. Anyway, he's sitting in the room with all the rich people, and they are the ones who control the animals. They have collars on them, and he's like, he has to tell her where to move. But she's smarter than him, so she tells him where to tell her to move by, like, giving hand signals, and they all know that. And he calls it Operation Unthink. And he has, like, the blank face. It's so fucking funny. But yeah, you know, it's a pretty average, little tiny bit above average show. I enjoyed it.
So Ichō Junji, are people still watching it? Because I put it on hold. Because I just
I'm gonna watch a dub. I think
I'm still
like it.
It.
I like it.
I like it. But I haven't read all the manga either. But I mean, I think this though, like the imagery is what's the worst part about it. The imagery is the part that's like kind of spooks me.
Well, then it's doing its job.
Oh no, exactly. You know? That's what I. Yeah, that's what so. I.
He's finding horror in the mundane.
Thanks for repeating what I said, Danny.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because a friend of mine, shout out to Derek, by the way, because we were talking about this, and he's not really a fan of the animation. And like he's a fan of Junji's work. Like he's read the mangas and, you know, the stories and all that kind of stuff. And I have too. Like I've read bits and pieces of some of the short stories and all that kind of stuff. So, and I've also read Uzumaki, which is fabulous. And like he's not really a fan of the animation. Like he felt that they could have done it a lot better. But at the same time, you know, it's Junji's artwork, and Junji's artwork makes you uncomfortable. So, and also, you know, yeah, the animation could probably use a little bit more work and a little bit more of Junji's art style, a little bit more than it already is, but for me, I'm still gonna watch it because I still wanna know what happens. Like which story are they gonna do next and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't really personally a fan of the first episode. I feel like they could have gone with a different episode, a different story than the weird voodoo kid. Like oh, yeah. I wasn't really thrilled with that first episode. But, like, the second episode was pretty good with the model. Like, I feel like they should have went with that episode than the Voodoo Kid. That's just my personal opinion. But I like it. I enjoy it. It's Junji. So.
I like the weirdness of it. So, yeah, moving on. What do we got? Okay, skipping a couple. Gakuen Babysitters.
Thank you, Nick, for making me watch this show.
Yeah, seriously, because I was
told you.
This show is so freaking cute.
It is super adorable.
The kids are the stars of the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, hands 100%. Down.
Oh, and the baseball brother, too. He's funny.
The baseball brother is pretty funny, yeah.
And
I love it when
the sleeping nanny guy.
I love him. I love Urisai. Or I think that's his name. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Hold on.
Hayato. Or Kamitani Hayato. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
But I love the kids. The twins are, I think, are my favorite.
Oh, yeah. So. Who's best baby?
Best baby. I like the twins. Takuma and Kazuma are always, so freaking adorable.
They always hands just down. Piggyback and copy what everyone else says.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I love all of them.
I like all
you
of
know?
Them, but yeah.
If you, I if love you have all the babies. One, but if I had to pick one.
Or two. Okay, whatever. As we all know, twins don't count as two people. They count as one person. They have one soul.
Or all right. If I had to, but. If I had to pick, it would be between the twins and Kotaro, the main baby.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like he's so freaking cute. Like I
the
love his
baby.
Like yeah, like he's so adorable, and I love him so much. I think my favorite episode was when Ryuji forgot his lunch and then the babies, like the adult babysitter told Kotaro to like send him out on an errand to give to return the lunch, and all like the high school students are all like, you know, oh, he's so persistent, like wait don't help him, he wants to do it on his own and all that kind of stuff. It's so cute, so freaking cute. I love this show.
I like when he was trying to help him make tea, or he was helping the grandma make tea.
Yeah,
he's like
to make
squeezing
tea
one
with
lemon.
The lemon. Yeah, and then when he finished squeezing all the lemon, and then he drops it, and he was like so upset that he dropped it.
Dude, this is like diabetes right into my veins.
I love this show.
Diabetes.
I like the little girl too, who wants to be a witch. The what's her name?
Kieran. Yeah, she's cute.
I like
her.
The dynamic between all of them, because like the loud baby Taka, he's really good because he's the leader of the babies.
Yes.
And he always yells at his brother, and he throws tantrums, and it's like he has like a little sword, and he runs at every new person,
and
stabs
he hits
them.
It, and he hits them and stabs them. Yeah, it's great. I love this show. Thank you, Nick, for
you're welcome
for making me watch.
See,
this.
I have good taste.
Sometimes.
Especially. Especially with Pop Team Epic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So, is there any that we want to mention that we're picking up, or is there another one that we want to go over? Some of these, as we get towards the bottom here, we kind of just...
Another cute show, Mitsuboshi Colors.
No,
it's about, like, I don't know if they're first graders or how old they are, but, you know, aged up Gakuen babysitters, kind of. I like Mitsuboshi Colors. It's fun. I'm a little behind, but I'm going to finish it. And slow start. I heard it was better than I thought, so I'll pick it up again, give it a try. Give it a second try.
Nice.
And
I'm still watching Sanrio Boys.
I put that on hold.
Is that one of the Fujo bait ones? Yes.
Yes. And it's amazing.
I looked at the cover and I'm like,
so
yes.
Pretty cute. Yeah, wait, I wrote something about this. Hold on, let me find it.
Okay, tell us.
Fuck, where is it?
In the meantime.
So much. Oh, okay. Okay, I found it. Ryan. Super hilarious that these boys are fans of Sanrio merch. Yu is husbando, and Ryo is a little bitch, and she and should just embrace his love for the Starlight twins.
For fucking real. Here's the thing about, so for the listeners who don't know, because for some reason, I've had to find myself explaining this a lot on Discord. Sanrio is the company, the Japanese company, that created Hello Kitty and her friends.
Yeah. You can see.
So My Melody, My Melody and the Starlight Twins and Choco Cat, Kirikira Kurobi, Batsumaru the Penguin, and whatever.
I like Kurumi. She's like the rival of My Melody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kurumi's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That and I can't forget. I can't remember what's the penguin's name?
Batsumaru.
Yeah, I like him too.
So if you've ever been in my house, no matter what room you go to, you'll probably find one or two, maybe three Hello Kitty things in each part of my house because of Trisha's love for Hello Kitty. And now I am obsessed with it because of her. So that's her fault. Shout out to Trisha. Fuck you for ruining my life. But Trisha. God, love you. freaking. I put that on hold because I want to watch it with Trisha, because I know she'll.
Yeah, she would like it. She would appreciate it.
She would love it, but when she gets home from work, she's just always super tired. So yeah. I'm gonna find a day to just watch a couple episodes with her, and she'll probably think it's hilarious.
I put Miss Koizumi-san loves ramen on hold.
Tisk tisk. I'm just kidding.
You said you put that on hold. Is that
yeah, I'm putting that on hold because I feel like that's like a show that I just want to binge.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows this season where I feel like I'm just putting it. I'll watch it later because it's not as important as other things to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because there's also a lot of shows, past shows that I want to catch up on too,
yeah.
to get hype for other stuff. So yeah. that might be one I put on hold too.
Dude.
But I'm enjoying it still. I really love it.
Yeah, I'm only like, I didn't really watch a lot of it. I only actually watched 2 episodes of it. So,
mm-hmm.
but it's been so long since. I haven't gotten the chance to catch up on it, so I might as well just like put it on hold and watch it later. So, and obviously I'm watching Yoimushi Petal Glory Line. So.
So Nick made me watch Martian Madchen.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say it.
Oh, it's no, Sam. Like we talked about, which we didn't talk about. No, yeah, like we talked about. You gotta do the A thing. Where you say it. The umlauts.
How do you say that?
Do the where it has your throat.
Oh, Mark.
No. Be like,
Markin, Markin. Mark.
No. Do the thing where you hit your throat with your arm. No, where you go like, Martian, Martian. Like that.
Oh, like how you do.
Martian, Martian.
No. Only on the A. Let's get this right.
You can't
Tom.
Just do it
Take
on one
two.
Thing. You can't just do it on. I don't know how to say it.
I just showed you.
You didn't show. You're in your house. I'm in my house.
Okay. Look me in the eye, Sam. Right now.
Look me in my face. Look at me in my
That's
face.
That's how I say it. I go, Merchant, Merchant.
That's stupid.
What the hell?
Yeah. What are you talking about right now?
Are you
it's
talking
a dumb show.
About?
It's a pain in the ass to search for, too. You got to type umlaut sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Some. I think it's a, dude, not some.
It's
Nick,
a magical girl show. What?
It's a bad magical girl show.
Were you asking a question?
Yes.
Danny was.
Nick, how's How to Keep a Mummy? I've been am intrigued
sorry,
by that.
The mummy?
Yeah.
You would probably like it.
Oh, I wanted to start watching that one too. Shit, I didn't start that one.
I think I'm going to drop it because it doesn't. Look, it's like Frame Arms Girl, but there's not enough girls, dude. I need. Cute grills in my anime. Now somebody
then I totally
speculated.
Will like it. I'll
somebody,
totally like
there's
it
a boy
then.
As a main character, so I'm like, this is kind of gay. I can't do this.
yeah, I'm totally gonna
but,
like it.
But
then.
I like the speculation, the theory that the mummy is actually a cute girl in disguise. So that's what I tell to myself.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like basically a pet. It's a pet mummy.
But yeah, that one I wanted to. That one I wanted to start too. Actually,
I watched one episode and I'm like, it's all right. But dude, so I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Does the show called Hakume to Mikochi, does that show exist?
Yeah.
Has anybody seen it? Because I haven't seen it. What even?
No,
is
I didn't.
It?
I didn't get to. I didn't get to hit that one.
I don't think it exists. I think this is like a hoax or something.
We're gonna have to now spend the third. Seasonal winter app on hitting these ones we didn't hit because
hit it and quit it.
Yeah,
dude,
hit it and quit it.
But March and Madchen, we got to talk about that. Besides just memeing, like, so it's
no,
a magical
it's a
girl
show.
Show.
No, it's.
I like the premise a little bit. It looks kind of like butt a little bit, you know. It's funny because I asked somebody, I'm like, so does this? That you said it had bad animation, but it didn't look that terrible. It looked, you know, maybe a little below average. And they're like, yeah. It gets real quality later on, and I'm just like, ooh, exciting. So, it has a 6.0 rating on MAL. Pretty low. I'm excited. I want to see.
It just seems really boring. I don't know. It doesn't seem any different than.
Yeah, you know.
Kind of seems like an LWA ripoff.
I'll give it a. Oh, dude, don't even compare them. But, yeah. I'll give it a couple eps. I watched the first two. I actually didn't hate it. It was all right. But, yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, and also shout out to Working Buddies and Kaiju Girls second season.
I have to catch up on Working Buddies.
You want to know what happens, Danny? Fucking nothing. That's why.
Of course it doesn't. Because
fucking
Catface
Johnson
sold.
And then the Russian blue cat that looks like Smokey is just like, dude, trying to do my job and you're just fucking around. And the Calico is just like, yeah, but wouldn't it be cool if he's saying all this random shit.
Oh man, I gotta watch it.
And the Smoky Cat is just like, bruh.
Of course.
You know what? I don't want to get fired.
It's just, let's just do our jobs.
You're being retarded. Yeah, you're being stupid. But yeah, and then Kaiju Girls is just Kaiju Girls. You know, it's fucking kaiju monsters, and they're little cute chibi girls, and it's cute. And it's short. They're like 6 minutes. You know, the Working Buddy ones are only like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be my short of the year. No lie.
Give me shorts a score.
Yeah, I know, kidding. Nick's like, shorts don't count, because they're not 10
shorts
out of 10.
Aren't people.
Shorts aren't
right?
They don't like have the in the same last episode, our last podcast episode, Nick was like, I'm like, why are you hating? Nick was like, because none of these shows are 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Me and Danny are slowly going to turn into Nick by
oh,
the end of
no,
this
that's
my year.
Oh, no. We're
Danny's just going to be like, yeah, Yamamushi Petal Season 5, I don't know, 4 out of 10 at best.
No way.
I
no
love
way.
It.
No way.
6 out of
no
10.
No way.
6 out of 10, yeah.
That is not going to happen with Yamamushi Petal. No way.
If you don't know what I rated something, just guess 6.
Just guess 6.
It's either a 6 or a 4 or a 5.
So let us know what you guys are watching. Obviously, we had a lot of conversation about the big name ones at the beginning, like Violet and Darling and things like that. You know what? I think our opinions are a little all over the place this season. I don't know. It's a little weird.
I don't have a lot of complaints about it.
No, not that we disagreed on anything. It's just like I think there was a lot of hype for some of the shows, and we're finding solace in better shows like Gaku and Babysitters
and
Pop Team Epic, yeah,
Farts
you know, like
Team Epic,
and even
yeah.
Citrus.
and
no,
I'm just kidding.
Citrus.
I can't
do that one. Yeah, or and you know, we're finding Killing Bites. Fucking anybody don't give a shit.
I love
we're
mediocre shows. Sometimes I just want a fucking Burger King burger. You know, I don't need a filet mignon.
You don't need a filet mignon. But I'm finding solace in shows that I didn't think that. The me a couple of years ago would even think about watching, you know, and that's just me. So what do you guys think about this season so far? Let us know in the Discord or on the Twitters at Anime Summit for Twitter. And you can find the Discord link. I got to see if I can find a better spot to put that Discord link. Maybe we can put it in the Twitter bio. Huh? We should do that. But you can follow. You can talk to us on Discord. We're pretty active over there. Seasonal discussions pretty active over there. And you should subscribe to the YouTube Anime Summit, or yt.animesummit, or you can go to youtube.com/animesummit. And also subscribe to Anime Summit Extra. Also, one last very quick thing before I leave you tonight or this morning, wherever you're listening to us. If you're listening to us in the car on the way to work right now, nice job. Way to go to work. Yeah, way to work, nerd. Anyway, where do you work?
You're driving your job of watching anime.
Yeah, what a fucking
sitting in traffic.
What a yuppie. But anyway, I was recently on a podcast that I guested on. It hasn't come out yet because they're kind of podcast. They're recording it all at once and then releasing them because they don't need to be. It's not like us where we need to be current on stuff. You know what I mean? It's like a subject podcast, but it's called the I Hate Your Love podcast. And I basically just got on there and they asked me questions about my relationship with Trisha and to give all the dumb romantic cheesy stuff. It's kind of a funny idea for a podcast. They interview just everyday people and they talk about their love stories. Yeah, I thought it was super cute. So I can't really say when it's gonna come out. All I can tell you is that they're hoping to start season one by the springtime. And when my episode comes out, I'll give you another shout out again. And then there you go. We'll be good to go. And so keep that in the back of your
head. What was the name again?
I Hate Your Love podcast.
All right.
These two very nice, very, very gorgeous girls. And I went to Haley's house. Mary.
Are they single?
Yes. No, they're not. They're Minnesota. They're Minnesota grown, you know? So I was able to just go to their house and do it, you know? And they're also interviewing people out of state, too. So then they just call them in on Skype or whatever. You know what I mean?
Shit.
So, Yeah, it's super sick. So you can go to their Facebook and their Twitter right now and actually apply with their application process to be
a guest.
To be a guest, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you should go do that if you so choose, if you so desire. They thought my relationship was very interesting, enough to have me on, so it was great. But anyway, that's the last I'm going to talk about it until my episode comes out, so there you go. And then, anyway, on top of all that, do all the normal stuff I tell you to do every week, and you should do what I tell you because I'm the fucking shit, and Danny's the main bitch, and Nick has great taste, so you should just listen to what we say every fucking week, and that's sub, like, and follow, and do all that good stuff. Anime Summit Podcast. I've been Sam. He's been Nick. Too Slick. Danny the Fanny. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
I like Danny the Foreskin. It's kind of growing on me.
No!
It's growing on me a little bit.
No. No. That is not happening. I'm pausing. I'm stopping this, though.